From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Truck accident victims want truck size and weight limits frozen. The Truck Safety Coalition joined with survivors of truck accidents and families of victims for the annual Sorrow to Strength event in Washington, D.C. The event, which is intended to advance truck safety, was comprised of workshops and meetings with transportation officials and members of Congress. The coalition is working to build support for the Safe Highways and Infrastructure Preservation Act, which would freeze federal limits on truck size and weight at their current levels. The bill would also close loopholes that allowed trucks over the weight limit to operate and establish a program of enforcement. Joan Claybrook, chair of Citizens for Reliable and Safe Highways, said trucking interests were pushing Congress for increased weight limits, even amidst continuing high fatality rates. The Truck Safety Coalition said that its new national poll revealed that 68% of the public oppose increased weight limits, with 47% strongly opposed. Truck safety advocates were also pushing for onboard electronic recorders to prevent safety risks, such as driving too long without rest. The activists were also in favor of increasing the minimum insurance that trucking companies are required to carry, as some injuries suffered by truck crash victims exhaust the company's policy. The coalition said it was dedicated to providing support to truck crash victims, reducing deaths and injuries, and educating the public and policymakers about truck safety. Study shows medical malpractice lawsuits do not increase health care costs. Proponents of medical malpractice tort reform measures, such as caps on damages, often claim that large lawsuit payments are a drain on health care resources and contribute to rising health care costs. A new study by Johns Hopkins researchers shows that this is false. The researchers reviewed medical malpractice lawsuit payments of $1 million and higher and found that such payments totaled approximately $1.4 billion annually and thus accounted for far less than 1% of national medical expenditures. Dr. Marty McCary and his colleagues used the National Practitioner Data Bank to review malpractice claims between 2004 and 2010. They looked at catastrophic claims, payouts of $1 million or more that are more likely when the victim is under the age of one or needs lifelong care as a result of injuries. McCary said that the idea that frivolous claims regularly result in extremely large judgments is untrue. However, he said that when doctors adopt defensive medicine, ordering unnecessary tests out of a fear of being sued, this does drive up healthcare costs.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and/or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.